Proclamation number 2449 of 14th of August, 1942. Disasters in nature and their spiritual explanation. The earth is in perpetual rotation around itself and never stays in immobility. This is also the explanation for the development of the earth from the original liquid mass to the solid earth body, which now has become whereabouts for creatures of all kinds. But the core of the earth is always still liquid and is also so long and suitable for any creature's stay, until it is solidified. Breaks now this liquid mass a path to the surface through eruptions, so this is synonymous with a complete destruction of all creatures on this surface, and therefore such eruptions are feared by people and animals, because it brings their complete destruction. The divine wisdom allows therefore those only in cases of extreme necessity. This means, first the will of God must proceed by each outbreak, before it can take place, and this is justified in His love and wisdom. The forces within the earth must be constantly active, because this activity means for the earth, that means for all beings on the surface of earth, possibility of life, as well as the earth is totally solidified, any vegetation stops. This inner activity of spiritual forces is thus already a certain serving for the redemption of the spiritual, and therefore it must also even be given the possibility to these forces, to begin their course of development on earth, even though immemorial time must pass, before this spiritual can begin the change of form on earth. Every natural disaster can also be an end of the career on earth for the most highly developed being, for the human, but it is at the same time the beginning of an earth period of incomprehensible long time again for the very immature spiritual, and therefore to be regarded as God's will. All creation is only for the purpose to develop the spiritual to the height. If now a higher development of the soul is no longer aimed by the humans, the purpose and the aim of earth life are disregarded, so God ends this life and at the same time He gives the possibility of an ongoing development for the spiritual, standing in the beginning of development. He annihilates as it were, to let raise up new creations through the work of destruction, which involves the spiritual in itself again, so that one was granted the grace of going on earth. Because nothing happens without sense and purpose, where God's love and wisdom reigns. Amen.